Christmas is now over and they've paid off all their debt. But February the 14th brings them out in a cold sweat. They're off to flash the cash again, and frankly it's quite stupid. The question that I'd like to ask, just who invented Cupid? The shops are filled with heart-shaped tat, most of it quite cheesy. A teddy in a bright red thong can make you feel quite queasy. The men are all so gullible, they're easily coerced. They head off to Ann Summers, where the customer comes first. Love is the best. There's gadgets and appliances designed for every zone. He'd buy her a vibrator, but he's sure she'd only moan. He settles on a lacy basque, complete with black suspenders. She'd rather have a cup of tea and catch up with EastEnders. And once the day arrives, let the hysteria commence. Splashing out on diamond rings, they've got more brass than sense. I've got to be near you. Proposals every hour, well, it's all just too romanticised. But call me a traditionalist, I find it too commercialised. Showing off their gifts and cards, they just can't wait to brag. Facebook full of sickly posts that make you want to gag. In days gone by, a card was sent and always signed and on. All this tasteless showing off, it's just a massive con. Don't get me wrong, I like true love. You couldn't call me fickle. I'm not averse to romance or a bit of slap and tickle. But being a good Yorkshire lass, I'll give you some advice. Go shopping on the 15th, when the chocolates are half price.